Our Lady's words, taken from the Mystical City of God, Coronation, Book 2, Chapter 20. Our Lady counsels those in the religious life.
My daughter, in commemorating my natural death and my burial, I wish that thou also die and be buried to all worldly things. And this is to be the fruit and the principal result of thy having known and written my life. Many times in the course of thy writing have I manifested to thee this as my desire, and imitated it to thee as my will, lest thou waste this singular favor shown to thee by the Lord and by me. It is a foul offense if any Christian, after dying to sin and after being reborn in Christ by baptism, knowing that the Lord died for him, he returns again to the same fault, and this will be still a greater wickedness in those souls who are called by special grace to be the most dear friends of the Lord, as is the case with those who for that very purpose dedicate and consecrate themselves to his closer service in religion, each one according to his condition and state. In these souls, the vices of the world cause horror in heaven itself, because the pride, the presumption, the haughtiness, the want of mortification, the anger, the covetousness, the conscious impurities and other wickedness in such souls force the Lord and the saints to withdraw from the sight of their monstrous distortion and rouse them to greater wrath and offense than the same sins in other souls. Therefore the Lord repudiates many who unrighteously bear the name of being his spouses and leaves them to their own bad counsels, because they have so disloyally broken the fidelity promised to God and to me in their vocation and profession. But if all souls must fear this terrible infidelity, consider well, my daughter, what abhorrence especially thou wouldst deserve in the sight of God, if thou were guilty of such disloyalty. It is time that thou die due to the visible things, and that thy body be buried in thy self-knowledge and self-abasement, while thy soul sink into the being of God. The days of thy life in this world are coming to a close, and I shall be the judge to execute the sentence of thy separation from life and from the world. Thou needest not any more be seen with those who live in it, nor they with thee. The writing of my life should be for thee the seal of thy death to the world, as I have so often exhorted thee, and as thou hast repeatedly and expressly promised me, with heartfelt tears. I wish this to be the proof of my doctrine and of its efficacy. Do not permit it to be discredited in thee to my dishonor, but let heaven and earth perceive the force of its truth and of my example in thy works. For this thou must depend neither upon thy understanding nor upon thy will, and still less upon thy inclinations and passions, because all this for thee has come to a finish. Thy law must be the will of the Lord and my own, the dictates of obedience. And in order that thou mayest never mistake what is in them the most holy, the most perfect and God-pleasing, the Lord has provided for thy direction in all things, lavishing upon thee his own care, mine and that of the holy angels. Do not allege ignorance, pusillanimity, or weakness, nor much less fear. Weigh thy obligation, estimate thy indebtedness, attend to the continual light, operate with the grace thou receivest, so that amid all these benefits there be no cross so heavy, no death so bitter, as shall not be deemed by thee very light and acceptable. In this consists all thy good, and in it is to be thy delight. Since, if thou dost not succeed in dying to all things, besides that thy path will be sown with thorns, thou shalt not reach the perfection thou desirest, nor the state to which the Lord calls thee. If the world will not forget thee, do thou forget it. If it will not leave thee alone, remember that thou hast forsaken it, and that I have separated thee from it. If it follow thee, fly. If it flatter thee, despise it. If it contemn thee, suffer it. And if it seek thee, let it not find thee except in so far as will be to the glory of the Most High. But as regards all the rest, thou must not any more bear it in mind than the living remember of the dead. Forget it just as the dead forgot the living. And I desire that thou have no more intercourse with this world than the dead have with the living. It will not seem extraordinary to thee that in the beginning, in the middle and the end of this history, I repeat so often this doctrine, if thou ponder what depends upon thy practicing it. Consider, my dearest, what persecutions the devil has roused against thee in secret, through the world and its inhabitants, under different pretexts and appearances. If God has permitted them for the purpose of trying thee, and for the exercise of his grace, it is proper that, for as far as thou art concerned, thou take it as a lesson and a warning. Remember that great is the treasure which thou carriest in a fragile vessel, and that all hell conspires and rises up against thee. Thou livest in mortal flesh, surrounded and assailed by astute enemies. Be a spouse of Christ, my divine Son, and I shall be thy mother and instructress. Recognize, then, thy need and thy weakness, and correspond with me as a dearest daughter, as an obedient and perfect disciple in all things.